Thanks, Mark. This work is part of the study, and I guess the motivation for it relates to animal welfare, because we're interested in trying to understand a little bit more about how animals use shelter. Anybody who's experienced the last 48 hours in Armidale realises that weather can change fairly rapidly here, and it gets worse as you go into springtime. So one of the issues which we're interested in is how do sheep use shelter, and particularly how do shorn sheep and naming ewes use shelter. So this project relates to those questions. Weather issues, what's the impact of weather issues and how do animals deal with it? We have suspicion that animals that are more than 2 weeks off shears don't respond to cold, but that work was done back in the 70s and early 80s, and it's more plots. We wanted to take it to a more extensive situation, and what we did was go to a producer in a fairly treeless environment. He's been planting trees as part of his program for quite a while, developing shield droughts protection, westerly wind in particular, and worked on two of his paddies. So, 20 plus hectares, put animals in those paddocks in during the lambing season, so they came off shears, they were 2 weeks off shears, did lamb within a week after that into the paddocks, and we monitored them for a month thereafter. That's the pattern we're using, five animals. Of course, when we're interested in weather, there's microclimates, particularly as you start your shelter, the microclimates within paddocks. Part of what we wanted to know was what were those microclimates. So what you see there in that map is actually a map of the microclimates of the paddock. A massive monitoring equipment across those paddocks. And of course, that's one time of the day. The dots representing where animals are. But we have different variations here. We've got 25, so that's the middle of the day. If you go same time, middle of the night, that's going to be -3. And the patterns change over the day, and what is cold during the day might be warm during the night, and vice versa. So the patterns are quite different. I guess that's one of the things I'd emphasise, that we're learning very quickly, is that we do identify different times of the day and we're looking for different behaviours at different times of the day. We repeated this for 2 years, so we have quite a lot of information. Just to give you a bit of an idea, snapshot of some of the things that have started to come out. The animals did use external shelter, particularly at night. Now, if you start looking at that carefully, you could also say that's topographic, because the highest point in the paddock also happens to be on external shelter, which is influencing it. It's one of the questions when you start to sort this data out properly, we'll try to answer. But certainly, night camps are in external shelter areas. In the second paddock, that wasn't necessarily the case. In the second paddock, we had internal shelter across the middle of the paddock as well. Use the paddock differently under those situations. So I've got some interesting things for you to ask questions about. We haven't fully looked at that data yet. We're starting to ask questions about east of the shelter versus west of the shelter. We're asking questions about chill indexes. We can actually describe chill indexes in the paddock. So we can say, well, where are the animals? We can also identify which day of the month we monitored is the coldest, where the changes occur, and we can actually start to look at if animals move when those weather changes occur. So there's a whole lot of things we plan to do at the state center. But as people have followed us, with such a huge amount of data, you've actually got to work out what you use and how you use it. So just to give you a snapshot of some of the things we've seen, this is 2 years of data. What we've done is categorise shelter areas, exterior shelter, that's protection from the westerly, particularly from the westerly wind. Lone trees, meaning shelter from our high radiation load, so that's shading. Again, most of you wouldn't believe it, maybe the last 24 hours. Shading, an issue, in the middle of the day, in New England, sure. So lone trees, we have a problem with shading. The remainder of the paddock is the area they can graze. understand what's going on in the use of children, we need to identify different patterns during different times of the day to really understand what's going on. And that's part of where we're going now, is to go back in. But fine, I think those three definitions, the ruminants at least, work pretty well. Grazing period in the morning, resting period, and some grazing in the afternoon, the night period in the evening. That probably defines the three major areas of interest. Robin might pick up on that one later on. So, the other thing I'd emphasise here, same paddock, but different groups of animals. So, they're completely different groups of animals for those 2 years. Merino ewes, different ones. So, the patterns are fairly repeated.